Morning! Yes, it's Saturday once again. Hey! However, this Saturday is important. This is the last Saturday I will be curled up in my own bed reading the paper for over a month. Yay! Yeah, so this morning I don't seem to have cats. They disappeared somewhere. It's great when they don't love you after you feed them. Yeah, so today is iPad launch day for the lovely, lovely folks in the US. Poo! We don't get one! That's not fair. Gotta wait. No, I must admit, I'm seduced by the iPad, and you know me. I'm sort of, well, if it's tiny and technological, it's basically like shoes. I don't do shoes, but I do technology. So, yeah, the iPad is my latest pair of shoes, basically. Yeah, so it looks really good. My inner Mac fiend is like, what? 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 And my inner common sense person is, now come on, you know that first edition, first year products of Apple are always shit. Wait for the second gen. Just wait, you'll thank me later. And it's just like, oh. The apps look awesome. I just downloaded Bookstore. Okay, I haven't actually got an iPad yet, but well, I've got a US account and it was free. Go figure. So yeah, it was good, and it looks beautiful, and the reports are interesting, and Bookstore looks awesome, which is actually one of the main reasons I want it. I must admit, some of the apps are awesome. I mean, I was looking at one last night, Weather HD, I think it's called. It's basically streaming video that tells you what the weather is. Okay, it's not groundbreaking or anything special or anything new, but boy, does it look pretty. I just hope they kind of, nice new age music is in there too. Obviously not the point. I actually use the weather app on my iPhone, the stock one, quite a lot, especially with my travelling this month. I've been paying close attention to the weather in at least six cities, because I don't want to be cold. But apart from that, I mean, I love the idea of being able to have it in a dock and then type, have a little keyboard. I love the idea of using it as a photo frame, all these other things, and of course they're using the internet and everything else. And I love my iPhone, don't get me wrong, but I've got very bad eyesight, so in my book, the bigger the better, so I'm quite curious to sort of see what people start thinking of the iPad as it's made available later today. I must admit, I'm probably going to drool at one while I'm in Japan. Rumour has it that it's going to come out for the rest of us. Well, okay, not the rest of us, but other civilizations like the UK, Japan, most of Europe, sort of thing, around the 24th. Oh, let's not forget Canada too. And so I'm going to be in Japan then, so I'll sort of have a look. I probably won't buy one because, well, my mother will kill me, and I'm scared of my mother. As hilarious it is to admit. Yes, I am scared of my mother. But I wouldn't mind sort of, drooling at it, fondling it, stroking it a bit. Typical Apple behaviour. I must admit, I am tempted to wait for a second gen because they are going to be better. I'm just seduced by all this shiny tech at the moment. Like, I want a new phone, and I've been looking at the HTC Desire. But there's this inner part of me going, now look, if you buy this, you will like it. But then Steve Jobs will announce something totally awesome, like the iPhone HD or something like that, in June, and you'll be sitting there kicking yourself for another 2 years. Wait. So yes, waiting game. Awesome.